kid's name is. He says, Dakota. He says, okay. Now he's behind him and he says, relax your arms. And he doesn't relax his arms. His hands are behind his head, right?
Yeah.
Now the police want to take his arms down and
cuff him.
Presumably cuff him. You haven't said, hey, I'm deputy so-and-so.
Nothing.
Hey, I'm doing the, your mom called. We just, you know, nothing. But he has his arms, his hands, and says, release your arms. And he doesn't do it. Which literally there's no time in between what happens. He doesn't do it. And the officer says, oh, we're not going to play any of these games. And says, I'm about to cuff you. If you resist, I will use force. And Dakota says, and then what? Man, I don't have time for this.
Right.
And the cop says, that's it. And now we're in a tussle. There is no resistance. There is no fighting. There is no him punching an officer.
Right.
There is no, you know.
Him running.
No
fleeing. There's none of that.
They're holding on to this man as they're aggressively speaking to him without any sort of understanding. The idea so they show us two body cams because there's three officers there. Mm-hmm. They drop two body cams. One of them is I think the person who does some of the wailing, some of the punching. Is that mm-hmm. right though? I'm trying to think of the angle. Doesn't really matter. It's from them being in the squad car. The first officer's body cam, you hear him say on the radio, like, oh, he's right there. And he pulls up and he gets out of the car. The other one is like, oh, yeah, that's him. And now he's punching it. Like, this is over by Clackamas Town Center, which means business parks everywhere. You know mm-hmm, what I mean? Like, mm-hmm, you're probably mm-hmm. in a parking lot that you're now stabbing through to get to this person who's done nothing wrong. There is no crime. There is no alleged crime. His mother called the police and said, my son needs help. He's banging on my door. Even if you're gonna call, so they're calling it that they were called for a domestic disturbance. But they're using that phrasing to make you think that this person did something harmful.
Yeah. Yeah.
A domestic disturbance is not the same thing as a domestic violence situation or you know what I'm saying?
No.
Using that phraseology, and then the media is just like, domestic disturbance.
I can't imagine.
He was banging on his mom's door.
I can't imagine what she's going through right now. Like, having called the police, called 911 to get assistance, and this is what the result is. Like,
this is
the guilt, the anguish that you're dealing with as a parent.
This was one of my aunt's biggest nightmares.
Oh my gosh.
And one of the reasons that she would be like, I can't call the police on my son. I can't do it.
Yeah, that might be it.
He's a you know, in this instance, that's somebody who's big.
Yeah.
Who is clearly a person of color.
Right.
You might not be able to, racially ambiguous.
Which is enough for them.
But it's enough to know that ain't a white dude.
Right.
And that's the thing. We've never seen him not get manhandled. And you know, tossed around by the police. So the idea that this is her worst nightmare.
They can't be reformed. If this is how they show up to a mental health situation, this is how they show up completely unprovoked, no level of threat, you know, established. They just come in hot like that. and you release the footage thinking that this footage is going to show people that you were right.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to understand how warped yeah. your mind is? That you're seeing what we're seeing, but it's presenting to you with something complete. It's exoneration. Fam, no, no. Y'all cannot. You cannot work. You, like, someone has to, like, if you think this is a good thing that you're showing me right now, I have to look at you. I have to, like, stop watching the screen and look at you and be like, what's going on in there? What's happening in that head of yours? Because this is absurd.
Absurd.
You're listening. Go ahead.
I just wanted there. This text mm-hmm. says, I want to repost and share this body cam video. Tell us where to find it on the end. Says, I'm going to tell you right now. I will have it on our Instagram at News with My Fiance before 10 a.m.
Thank you, Blaze. You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Stream online everywhere at xray.fm. And that was News with My Fiance.
We did it.
Brought to you by Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush and our illustrious podcast editor, Kyle G. Pleasure of spending some time with yesterday on one of our other projects. I love that guy.
Oh, man. That's my yesterday guy. Was Wednesday.
Yesterday was Wednesday.
I love Kyle so much.
Man. The playlist will be updated with all of the musics, and Kyle will make sure all the text messages get in here. But you know the deal. Do not let the individual distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for Tom Hartman up next. And you can catch us Monday night on YouTube at 6:30 to 8:30.
Don't forget May 19th, primary election.
Hello.
More info Monday. Bye.
8:30. See with your heart. How do you forgive the murderer of your father? The ink of a scholar is worth 1,000 times more than the blood of a mob. Terrorists. We came through the storm, nooses on our necks, and a smallpox blanket to keep us warm on a 747 on the Pentagon lawn. Wake up, the alarm clock is connected to a bomb. Anthrax lab on a West Virginia.